Personally, I find it a bit uncomfortable at times. I'd much rather be in the at least the second row back, if not further. But I really felt preparing this talk that it was very important that we do this, because this is a physical demonstration, representation of what the church is. We're not a hierarchy of competences. We're not in the position of progressing through education and getting higher on the ladder. We're not in the position of being on a career path and again gradually progressing up. So we are a body, and we each have a part to play, and there's no better or worse or lesser or greater. We're together in this. Can I pass these round? There's some Bible references. If you would be willing to read a short passage, then take it. If you're not, pass it round. If they're not going to use that by the time it gets back to me, I should pass it round again. So that would be great. We're going to think about who we are as a body, encouraging one another even in small things. I'll be referring to a bit of an example of ourselves at McKinghy in that. I'm hoping that there will be some reasonable time left at the end to pray together and minister to one another as God leads us. Let's just pray. Because Heavenly Father, we need you, and Lord, I'm conscious of my own weaknesses, and Lord, it's you we want to hear from, so I pray that you would please be guiding us now. Thank you for this opportunity to meet together and to focus on you, so please speak to us, please encourage us, please build us together as you want us, so that we may be effective as your body in shining your light and bringing your gospel to the lost, and in bringing glory to you, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Okay, so we'll begin with who we are. So the first couple of references then from Romans 12, verses 4 to 8. You can have that one.
Yeah. Just as our bodies have many parts and each part has a special function, so it is with Christ's body. We are many parts of one body, and we all belong to each other. In his grace, God has given us different gifts for doing certain things well. So if God has given you the ability to prophesy, speak out with as much faith as God has given you. If your gift is serving others, serve them well. If you are a teacher, teach well. If your gift is to encourage others, be encouraging. If it is giving, give generously. If God has given you leadership ability, take responsibility seriously. And if you have a gift for showing kindness to others, do it gladly.
Good. Thank you, Steve. And if you have the 1 Corinthians 12, 18 to 20.
Okay. But now God has set the members, each one of them, in the body just as he pleased. And if they were all one member, where would the body be? But now indeed there are many members, yet one body.
Okay. Thank you. So, we are one body. We all have our own part to play. We are different. God's made us differently, we have different characters, and we have different giftings. But we are all joined together in relationship, in unity of his spirit. Now then, in Hebrews 3:13, it tells us, as that one body, to exhort one another every day, as long as it's called today, so that none of us may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness. So this is what I want to focus on, that exhorting one another every day, and even if it's just a small thing. So what does exhortation mean? It means to strongly encourage. And to encourage means to give courage to. And what is courage? Courage is strength in the face of adversity. Strength in the face of adversity. So we are called to strongly give strength to each other as we face our different adversities, our different trials and troubles and difficulties and whatever life is throwing at us. So, do we need encouragement? Now, occasionally in life we'll go through a period where we're relatively trouble-free, but just out of interest, could you put up your hand if you yourself are pretty perfect, sort of mentally and physically, no issues, that your parents, pretty solid, no issues there, if children, if you have them, they're sound, no issues there, you've got no worries about money, or where you're living, or your work. Is there anybody, I mean, maybe one or two, I don't know. I look back at my own life and maybe some little periods in my 20s when I was had a good job, maybe in the early stages of the Grace Church. There was a little window maybe when I didn't have quite so much, but I think that shows you that it's pretty rare, and if we are ever in that position, you've got to think, my goodness, I'm very, very blessed here. Okay, so I take it then, we're all facing some sort of adversity or concern or potential for worry. We all have some sort of challenge in our life that we need encouragement for. We need the strength to get through that. So, those of us, well, we're all in that boat then of needing to be encouraged, so therefore we need to be open to being encouraged. We are a body together, and the stronger that we all are individually as we come together, then the stronger that we can be together. Scott's a lovely example just at the moment of what happens if just one relatively small part of the body is not functioning well or has been hurt, then it affects the whole body and what it's able to do. And that's just the same with us as a group of people. God's bringing us together with our different characteristics, with our different giftings, and we all have something to contribute. But if our adversity is tripping us up to the extent that we can't fully engage and use those giftings and things that God's given us, then we are weakened as a body. So, hence the encouragement in Hebrews to encourage one another, I think, in all these things. So, as I said, if you're ever in a period where you don't have adversity, then just really thank God for that and do your utmost to all the more encourage those around you. Just to say that, God gifts us differently, and some people can have a particular gift of encouragement with a capital E, just like there can be those who are evangelists with a capital E, that those are particularly called out to go out and really sort of speak the gospel. We're all called to be witnesses, even though we're not all evangelists, and we're all called to encourage, even though we may not all have the gift of encouragement. So this applies to all of us. Now, if we are thinking about giving strength to one another, what does that mean? How do we give strength to somebody who's facing adversity? So I'd like us to all have a think. Now, is there a willing volunteer to be a scribe, someone with reasonably good and large handwriting to fill pages of A4 with words of encouragement? Any volunteers? Right, thank you, Chris. And maybe Max, if you'd be able to perhaps lay these out in a circle around us as Chrissy writes them. So, So, well, we mentioned Scott there. Sorry, to pick on you here, but so somebody in Scott's position, he's gone down, he's suffering or something like that. How do we give strength to him? How do we encourage Scott? What do we say? What do we do?
Pray you get better soon.
Pray? Yeah, so pray. Let's keep it sort of as simple as possible. Nice big letters so we can bung it in the middle and we can read. Thank you, Chris.
It's about
prayer.
You're right.
Right.
I can't send a word, like just sending a, you know, WhatsApp message or SMS or whatever. Text message.
Yeah, text, so Anna's by way of, you know, demonstrating our friendship. Yeah, so a text, that keeps it short, T-E-X-T. Yes, well, I can't spell communication, so I right, Ben, we're thinking about ways we could encourage somebody like Scott when he's gone down with his broken arm. How can we give strength to him as encouragement is?
Practical.
Yeah, practical stuff. Good. Thank you.
Give him a hug.
Okay. Yeah.
Just not one flippy.
Okay.
On the shoulder.
Get through a time of depression or mourning. Or,
be with them. Mm-hmm. Just sit with them. Be with them.
Listen. Mm-hmm.
The end of the person.
He's not
an
encouraging.
No, seek God for what it is that God wants to tell them so that you can Yeah, give me God's word.
Yeah. Prophetic.
Yeah.
Words.
Yeah.
I'm on
the
list.
Okay, put it on the next one, just. Yeah. Just let's say it. Something
Take it. Put prophetic words
on.
Themselves into this bad situation. What might they need then if they've been a bit unwise?
You might need to speak truth to them.
Yeah,
teaching the truth in love, discipleship, teaching.
Yes, yeah. We could have a couple of those. The truth in love, discipleship.
Sometimes you need to challenge someone because it's not loving to leave them floundering in sin. I think it's easy to sort of shy away from that difficult stuff, but actually it can be really well.
Encouraging?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, this is what is encouraging, part of encouraging.
What gives strength? Have we got any of that
difficulty? Yeah. Well, it's all about encouraging. So it's challenging, apparently, it's challenging.
Yes, so that challenging in love, speaking the truth in love, can really strengthen somebody. You're bringing, you know, if God spoke to you, giving you a word of scripture for that person, and you're speaking that to them, they've then got that to get them through, to strengthen their character, to give them hope and perseverance. So that's good. It would be nice if you managed to, just
sharing God's promises with that person. Financial support.
Yeah, sharing promises. Yeah.
It must be given a gift. Sometimes it's really weird.
Right, okay, yeah, that's a different sort of thing, yeah. Sorry, Matt, what were you...
Sorry. Financial support.
Right, yeah, okay, so good.
Gifts.
Yeah, it's the same sort of thing, potentially. Okay.
Okay, good. There may be others, but thank you very much, Chrissy, and thank you very much, Matt. Really appreciate your help with that. That's good. So, is there anybody here who feels that encouraging somebody in these ways, that it would be beyond you to encourage in few of them one of these ways? You know, is anyone looking at this thinking, I would not be able to encourage somebody in one of these ways?
I think just for me, in my circumstances at the moment, I could do the most of them, but the financial support would be difficult.
Right, yeah, fair enough, yeah. but most of them you do, but I'm, what I was asking, is there anybody who feels that they couldn't do any of those? Are we all happy that there's some ways in which we would be able to encourage somebody? Okay. What was really on my heart with this then is the small thing. You know, we can sometimes look at what others are doing in the church, and we may look to an elder or a worship leader or some other sort of more prominent position or somebody speaking, and think that they are doing something bigger and feel that, you know, that's unattainable for us. That would be a big thing for us. But my encouragement is that to you now is that it's important, even those little things. We're all a body together, and as we know, a body functions. There's some bigger movements, like standing up, and that's a gross, large, obvious movement. But there's all manner of small things going on inside my body, without which I wouldn't be able to even just simply stand up. And so it is with the body of Christ, that there are lots and lots of small things that can be happening. And my encouragement is, let us pay attention to those small things. Whether we're somebody who is happy to stand up and speak to a crowd of 1,000, or whether we're somebody who's just become a Christian and is very unsure about things. And let's pay attention to those small ways that we can encourage one another. Let us not discount ourselves from the encouragement that we can be to each other. Can we read the 2 Corinthians 5, verses 6 to 9, please? Who's got the next
I'll volunteer here. Therefore, we are always confident and know that as long as we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord. For we live by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and would prefer to be away from the body and at home with the Lord. So we make it our goal to please him, whether we are at home in the body or away from it.
Okay. Have a look at that.
I did double time, that's different reason.
So it talks in the ESV about we're always of good courage. But the main thing there was, for we walk by faith and not by sight. And that so often what we're doing as a church is not only achieving some things that we can see, but it's achieving things that are unseen. So we can look at one or two of these. Financial support, for instance. So we could see the transfer of money from one person to another. But what is unseen in doing that? What are we achieving, you know, even just in terms of relationship, let alone the spiritual realm? What demonstration of love is that? That maybe, you know, making a declaration against mammon, for instance, in this case, and demonstrating God's love. So this is one reason not to discount a small encouragement, a small text message that you send to somebody in the midst of their adversity. How may that impact their heart? It may be 20 seconds of your time, but how it uplifts that person could be immeasurable. So let us look at these things in faith, and not at so much at what is seen, but what is being achieved in the relationship between you and that person, what is being achieved for the church as a whole, what demonstration, what declaration is it making in the heavens, in the spiritual realm, about God's love, you know, as a manifestation of you know, what Christ has done for us, and now he's enabling us to do. Don't discount that. Take responsibility for those small things that we have, that we can do. Even just Matt and Chris, now, you know, I was wanting a volunteer because, you know, I was wanting to concentrate on what people are saying, and so that's an act of service, and that really blesses me, just in that very simple thing. But yeah, we have a responsibility. If we have been given something that we can use to bless others, to strengthen a relationship, to strengthen the church, as a declaration of this is God's kingdom advancing, yeah, we have a responsibility to be faithful with that small thing, with that little act of kindness, with 10 minutes of just listening to somebody who needs a listening ear, or just giving them a hug. If we're all doing those small things, what a difference that makes to us as a church community. Next point comes from 2 Corinthians 10 verse 12.
For we dare not number ourselves or compare ourselves with some who commend themselves. For in measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves, they are not wise.
Yeah. So, next point then is don't compare yourself to other people. Now, that's just a generally good, wise piece of advice for any situation, but it applies equally to, you know, encouraging people and to our place in the church. Don't look at somebody else and think, wow, they're doing so much you know, in this situation, and this is just my little bit. And therefore you discount yourself, and you don't take responsibility for that small contribution that you have. It's a seriously bad idea to compare ourselves with anybody else. We are in Christ, he is our strength, and that applies to us all. So we're all under Christ, and we have no reason to think ourselves inferior in any way. We just have a responsibility to be faithful with all these things that God has given us. And as we are, those who are faithful with a little will be given much. And my belief, as we are faithful with these little things, then that will open the way for him. God will then be giving us more things, more responsibility. And then next point, I've covered it slightly here, but James 4 verse 17, Galatians 6 verse 10.
I've got those ones. James 4 verse 17, if anyone then knows the good they ought to do and doesn't do it, it is sin for them. And from Galatians, this is where I get let down by technology, here we go. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us give to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. And Phil asked me to just do a little bit here. I think the first thing, that there was that point about what we don't do actually can sometimes have as much an impact as what we do do. And this comes back to this of not discounting ourselves. I think the reason Phil was suggesting I talk about these verses is we experience a bit of that at McKinney and seeing the difference it makes when people choose to kind of get involved and be a part of something or just decide not to be a part of what we're doing. It has people not being there actually makes quite an impact. And I think in saying that, I want to sort of point out a disclaimer first, that activity isn't the same as, spirituality or, being part of God's kingdom. This isn't about saying, well, you've all got to be active, because sometimes just your presence is what's needed. It's not about doing. But there are things that sort of keep us out of and stop us from doing what God's asked us to do. And we touched a little bit on it this morning and talking about that picture of the beachhead and the field hospital and the wounded. And I was really encouraged by Chrissy saying at the end, if you're struggling with something, please don't leave here without praying, because it affects us all. And I think that's so true, that if you're taken out because you're wounded by something, then you're part of us as a body, and that is going to affect us. And I think the other things that can keep us from what God wants us to do, one of the things that I know about it is, if I sometimes discount myself, it's almost a sort of false pride in me, in that I think, oh, I'm not good enough, but actually it's not about me. It's about Jesus, and it's about his glory and his work. And that sometimes stops us from giving our contribution. Well, I'm not good enough. But what you're really doing is elevating yourself and not thinking, actually, well, Lord Jesus, this is for you. What do you want me to do? And then the other thing, which we don't talk about, is that sometimes sin keeps us from doing what God's called us to do. And lots of these, they're really kind of loving and compassionate, but and in a way I kind of wanted to highlight that challenging in love, because it is important. If I know when I've sinned, I've actually sometimes been very aware that actually this isn't just about me, this is Grace Church I'm affecting. If I'm in sin, it's affecting the whole body, and I have that responsibility to deal with my sin, because it's not just me who's affected, it's us all. And the thing is, that's not a horrible, heavy thing, because we all sin. And there's great news about it, because if we repent, he is faithful and just
and forgives us our sin, and that's the gospel. So actually, dealing with our own sin or challenging each other when someone you love is sinning, actually, you're going to them with great news because our sins are forgiven. It's fantastic. And I think sometimes we can forget that that's really important, is, you know, God is holy and his, you know, we can't approach him if we, you know, if we've got sin in it. And David talks about that in the Psalms. And actually, it's a great thing to either, you know, deal with sin in my own life, but if someone I love is sinning, then it's loving to go and say, come on, like, you know, let's sort this out. Like, Jesus has forgiven this. I've kind of slightly waffled on and gone from what Philip suggested I talk about. But yeah, just to say that the not doing things because we're wounded, out of action, we've got false pride about who we are, we've got sin, you know, those things all stop us, but there's an answer in Jesus, whether it's as a healer, whether it's realising that actually it's all about him, whether it's just seeing his forgiveness when we do repent. And it's not about our activity, it's about our hearts and having them right, and that's what affects us as a body.
Okay, thank you. There's a good point that Kath made there. I pick up on that, you know, challenging somebody whose path may be somewhat wayward. To me anyway, seems like a bigger thing to do, and a bit of a, can we do that? If we feel like that, my encouragement is, you know, if we're just being faithful with what maybe we perceive as smaller things, then, you know, through that God will be building us up. Because I think as we're taking responsibility and we're giving out, then that in itself can encourage us as well. We can maybe take a step forward and feel that we can, take on something that we perceive as a bit bigger, a bit weightier. Being able to challenge somebody, and as we build closer relationships with one another, then that opens up the possibilities of, really getting to the heart-to-heart with people.
I'm interrupting, but that one of Grace Church's values is that being genuine, open and friendly. And I think possibly the strength of our feeling on this has really been informed by our time at the Kingdom, realising the importance of genuine relationship and being open and vulnerable and being real with each other, and how absolutely imperative that is in our community to just chase that.
Just then have a few more one anothering verses, and as we're listening to these, think about what small ways could we do each one. So if we got James 5:16,
therefore confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. Prayer and righteousness has great power as it is working.
Okay, thank you. So that links in with what Kath is saying about the sort of challenging the sin and praying for one another. What small ways can we pray? Colossians 3, verses 12 to 13.
Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness and patience. Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you.
So bearing with one another in love, forgiving one another. What sort of small things? Often, you know, we can brush under the carpet some small little things. I was quite impressed, if I may, Ellie, to say, you know, yesterday, there was a small little thing there, but you acknowledged it, and we forgave you, and it was fantastic, because That was something that could have just been pushed under the carpet. We'd have all sort of forgotten it. But it, you know, some little thing that wouldn't have been dealt with. And what a joy it was. And I want to thank you for that, because it was a joy, because that is Christ in action, isn't it? And that's implementing what's in the Bible. Confess your sins and forgive one another. So I was really blessed by that. As you know, just a small little situation. I mean, it could hardly have been small, but it's still nevertheless a joy that it was dealt with in a Christ-like way. And so as we do that, then, you know, we can... It's building trust, it's building community and relationship, and we're being bound together more in love, and then we're stronger together, and the stronger that we are, you know, God can just be using us more. And then finally, 1 Peter 4, verse 9.
Show hospitality to one another without grumbling.
It's interesting that one adds in with without grumbling. So pray for one another without grumbling, doesn't it? So what small little ways could we bless one another with hospitality? I mean, we've been very blessed recently with the number of people who have offered to do laundry for us or for us to use their washing machine. I mean, what's that? 20p of electricity and a small amount of wear and tear on the laundry machine. Sorry, I'm going all American. The washing machine, you know, physically the seam thing is very, very small. But the relational blessing is significant. But it's only a small thing. But amazingly, with that one, we've actually found people who love doing laundry. Is it even better? They're not actually here. They were here. So we've seen we're a body together. We've got different parts. We've got different giftings, different parts to play. We've also seen that we're all facing some sort of adversity. We all need encouragement. We all need to be given strength to get through those adverse situations. We've seen that even just simple physical things within the body, handing a Bible to somebody, that's a big sort of action. You can still see what's happened there, but there's all sorts of processes, the signals from the brain going down to the muscles and individual muscle fibres and all this stuff going on that these two understand much more than me. Those are all the little parts that we can be playing, not just in encouragement, of course. There's a whole huge amount of stuff that we can be doing as a church. Did just want to mention at this point the sort of real life example of us being at McKinney for 2 years. It's such a joy to be back here with you now and to be sharing with you. It's a frustration in my heart that I can't feel that I can communicate to you what that meant to us. So being there, as we were, if you like, the hand that was actually reaching out and touching and assisting healing in Kath's case, or fixing things in my case, or just praying with people, or encouraging people out there, there was a very real sense of it's not just us, that, you know, different ones of you individuals at different times just came to mind as we were doing that. You were part of it. You are part of the body that we're part of. And together we did that. So we tried to convey that the other Sunday when we scheduled our pictures and things, that it wasn't just us doing things. It was us doing all that. We know so many of you so well, but not all of you, but even if you've been part of the fellowship, you've been indirectly encouraging each other and thereby you know, maybe you've been encouraging those who have encouraged us. And just to note from that situation how important the small things of support that you gave us, those encouragements, those things that gave us strength when we were in challenging situations. I mean, the whole thing, particularly for me, moving away from my hometown for the first time to a different continent, to a different climate, to a different culture. You know, it's okay for a few weeks, but month after month, it can sort of wear you down a bit. And when you've got the chronic heat and you're just sweating away day after day, week after week, and you know there are the struggles at home and the struggles at the hospital, and sometimes, oh Lord, you know, help, get me through this. And to, in those sort of moments, to receive a WhatsApp from somebody saying, "I feel, how are you getting on?" You know, just a simple little thing that 15 seconds to write or whatever, but shows you know that friendship, that relationship, and that love, and that can make a difference. Or it's fascinating the number of times where we were struggling through a situation for a little while, and normally Kath would say, "Oh, we need to get people praying here," and send me a request for prayer, and how quickly then either the situation was resolved or given strength to get through that situation. You know, it may only be a 10 seconds of you praying, but if you are all, you know, doing your little bit, as you know, all muscle fibres do when they're in action, then it makes a difference, and it certainly made a difference to us. So again, thank you. But it's just a witness to me of the body of Christ in action. So we all have a part to play. So don't discount yourself because you think it's too insignificant, this is too little. Don't think that you yourself are too insignificant. That is a sort of false humility. That we should be looking to Christ, not looking to ourselves in these things. And don't discount yourself because you compared yourself to somebody else. Remember that an omission of something that God has given you responsibility to do will have some effect there. So I want to sort of encourage you to keep going and keep taking those small steps, because I know every little helps. So if we could just think quietly for a few moments about encouraging one another. Are we each encouraging others, encouraging those around us? Could we do more of that? Could we be more encouraging to others? Is this something that we do struggle with? Is struggle to just take that little step of faith and just give that hug or give that word of encouragement or send that small text? Are we struggling in some way with this? Are we discounting ourselves? Do we discount ourselves in situations where we could be a help to somebody else? And critically, are we opening up ourselves so that at least some people know the adversity that we're facing? Because if, as the body, if one even small part is not functioning, and if that is you, it will make a difference to the whole. And who knows what blessing that your adversity may be to somebody else who can help. Maybe there's somebody else who has a word of encouragement for you, who can do something for you in your struggle, but they don't know about it if you don't let anybody know. So I think we've got also, as well as having a responsibility to give encouragement, we have a responsibility to say, I'm in need in some way here. Do we allow others to minister to us? Could we read from Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 to 16, as we just sort of think about this, think about our part in the body, think about our potential contributions in encouragement and in other ways, think about, are we open to being encouraged? Are we being vulnerable enough to allow others to help us through our difficulties? Thank you, James.
I, therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. But grace was given to each one of us according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore it says, when he ascended on high, he led most of the captives, and he gave gifts to men. In saying he ascended, what does it mean but that he also descended into the lower regions of the earth? He who descended is the one who also ascended far above all the heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds, and the teachers to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, so that we may no longer be children, tossed to and fro by the waves and carried about by every wave of doctrine, by human cunning, by craftiness and deceitful schemes. Rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and held together by every joint with which it is equipped, when each part is working properly, makes the body grow so that it builds itself up in love.
Let's pray. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for what you've done for us through Jesus. Thank you that you've rescued us. And Lord, I pray for us that we would be humbly at your feet in being obedient to you. I pray, Lord, that you would strengthen us as a church. I pray that this particular expression of your body would be glorifying to you. I pray that we would have true, honest, open relationships with one another, that we would all be able to connect at least with one or two others, to deeply encourage each other. And I pray that we would all be able to encourage each other in all sorts of small ways. Lord, may we take the opportunities to demonstrate your love, your compassion, your grace, your mercy, even if it is just through small things, Lord. I pray that we would be faithful with those small opportunities that you give us. I pray that we would be able to be open and vulnerable, at least to the few people, to give them the opportunity to help us, as well as having that being ministered to ourselves, and for you to work in us, to strengthen us in Christ. We
pray that, Lord Jesus, that you would be strong in us, that it be your Spirit at work in and through us. May we be vulnerable before you, Lord, and open to you. Just pray that you would guide each one of us and bless us as a whole, that we may be running this race, as Jim talked about this morning, running this race together, corporately, that we may be glorifying you in that. So would you have your way, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Right, we have a short time left. Was it 8 o'clock, was agreed, or we know?
7:45.
So it was still the same. So I was hoping as we started a little less, that we might
picking the kids up. I think there's opportunity for those at that.
Yes.
At any point, obviously, during this evening, but I think those with kids should be heading to pick those up.
Yes.
They'll feel them at 8 o'clock. Thank you very much.
Yes, but please, if there are, if there is something you want to pray, if this challenge in some way, speak to me or speak to an elder or somebody you trust, please, be open to engagement. And thank you all for those who are able to participate.